Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This is going to be a NAMA program, and we'll get to that in a minute. I just want to thank our sponsors first of all, and that is Novus International. They're a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets. And also Leica Geosystems when it has to be right. Well, last week was the annual National Agri-Marketing Conference, and the ZimCom team was on hand, myself, Cindy, and Joanna Schrader. We took lots of photos, and those you can find online through agwired.com, as well as quite a few stories and interviews, some of which we are still yet to post. But I think you'll see that it was a very active one. As you're going to hear, we had record-breaking attendance. And so this week in the program, we're going to have a couple of interviews that I did there. The first is with our CEO for National Agri-Marketing Association, and that's Jenny Pickett. And we're going to talk about the conference, its record-settingness, and how things went. And then because we support the Agribusiness Educational Foundation, known as ABEF, I spoke with Mike Gustafson. Mike is vice president for the foundation, and we talk about why that foundation is important to anyone involved in agri-marketing today. So let's start out here and hear how the convention went from our CEO, Jenny. First of all, I understand that this has been a record-setting attendance for this year's conference.
Right. We have approximately 1,130 people here in Kansas City, which is the highest attendance we've had in a decade. In 2000, we had a few more people, but we're definitely probably 200 people ahead of where we were last year in Atlanta.
Oh. Yeah. Can you speculate on why you might think that's kind of improved this year?
Well, I mean, typically when we're in Kansas City, being in the Midwest, and that's the base of our membership, and it's more of it's a better drivable city than when we're out of town. I think that has a lot to do with it. The timing's a little bit better. We're a little bit later in April. Mm-hmm. Also, we would like to think that it has a lot to do with the programming, mm-hmm. and also hopefully a sign that ag is still strong and
Absolutely.
Healthy.
Well, we've promoted it as much as we can, AgWired. I doubt that had anything to do with it, but you never know. You never know. Could be. We had a great student competition again. Can you comment on the participation this year from the students and the universities?
Right. We have probably 75 to 80 more students than we had last year. We had 31 teams competing, and also worth noting, we voted in two new student chapters this year. Mm. So, and we had a couple chapters that aren't yet student NAMA chapters here observing and helping with the competition. So, again, for the students, it's a better drivable city, mm-hmm. but we also see that the careers program's really growing and the competition's getting a lot more notice.
What kind of feedback have you been getting anecdotally from the attendees here in terms of what they like and maybe what they don't like? I don't know. I haven't really seen much that I would say I don't like, but because I think it's been a great conference.
Truthfully, I haven't heard anything bad yet, but we've heard a lot of good things and a lot of positive response on some of the new social media things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And anybody that was following it on Twitter, there's lots of tweeting going on. We had our program mobile. We did text updates. And so doing a lot of things to try and keep it fresh for the attendees.
Yeah. Well, just to speak to the Twitter thing, somebody did tweet a question. It was there going to be a tweet up here, which we've had at different events, ag events in particular, and my response back to everybody using the NAMA hashtag was, the NAMA convention is like a 3-day tweet up. There are so many people here tweeting, and we're all together. It's kind of like just a big ongoing tweet up.
Right. And yesterday during the keynote sessions, it's like I was on Twitter while multitasking and listening to the speaker, but everything that I was getting ready to tweet was already being tweeted from people in the room. So it was great. I mean, it's great to see that. And it was great to see the enthusiasm. on Twitter as well.
Yeah. Well, I certainly echo that. Well, it has been a great conference, and major kudos to and congratulations and appreciation to you and to the staff for making this happen, because we got a lot of volunteers doing work, but somebody's got to make sure all the little technical aspects and everything are all put together. So great job again this year. That's Jenny Pickett here at the NAMA convention.
ZimCom New Media had a booth in the NAMA Connection Point trade show this year, and we want to thank everybody who stopped by, as well as the winners of our drawings. And that was Sarah Sims for the Barnes & Noble Nook e-reader. She picked that up, actually, was there. And then also we gave away for students a Zoom H2 digital recorder, and that was won by Catherine Tokars from Penn State University. Well, I mentioned the Agribusiness Educational Foundation, and let's learn a little bit more about it from Mike Gustafson. Mike, tell us what you're doing now, first of all.
Actually, I'm working with just a little company I started, Deer's Landing Communications, just a little work on some copywriting and marketing communications, things like that.
Well, you're vice president of the Educational Foundation for NAMA. Tell us how things are going with that, first of all.
Actually, Agribusiness Educational Foundation, ABEF, is doing really well this year. We've had some good response, particularly from a golf outing fundraiser that we did. We've gotten really good response from the media as far as media packages for a silent auction. And really good donors coming, stepping up, and I think it's going to be a good year for us.
Well, we're missing Mick Sybil here at this NAMA convention, and you're no Mick, but you're vice president, so that's okay. But I'd like to encourage people to support the foundation. Give me a couple of reasons why professional agricultural marketers should.
Actually, the biggest reason is scholarships. Tuesday, we handed out over $12,000 in scholarships to NAMA student members, and these are very deserving students. And of course, ABEF is a 501c3, which in effect means that it's, of course, tax deductible, which helps out. Now, whether an individual or a company, same way, works that way. The second reason, of course, is that we support the marketing competition here at NAMA Conference.
Mm-hmm. Well, and those are two very important things, I think, from the professional standpoint. We're supporting the people who are going to come out and fill jobs and roles in the industry, and what better way to make sure they're prepared for that and also have the contacts that they need?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about leadership development. Mm-hmm. It's all about bringing up the next group of young leaders, and ABF is all about that, and we're doing our best to make sure that the kids get the right experiences.
Well, we're going to point them to the NAMA website, where there is a link to the foundation, and that will provide information for how they can support it through, hopefully, financial support. So thanks very much, Mike, for talking to me here at the NAMA convention. I hope you'll take an opportunity to go to NAMA.org and make a contribution to the ABEF, as it is known. We think it is very important to the future of all of us involved in agricultural marketing and communications. I'm going to end the ZimCast this week with some music from Music Alley. And since the theme of the NAMA conference was From America's Heartland to the Rest of the World, we've got a song here from Ian Babington, and it is called Heartlands. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
So does history talking, and each footstep brings tales of times that were harder than black country nails, and of where we are now. My grandfather's footstep stays forwards and sure, though his face bears the scars of the Second World War, but he doesn't judge ones. Never wonders what for, seeing where we are now. Lay down your weapons. These are the heartlands, and no one will break us, hurt us no more. And life moves us onward, spreads our paths further. These are the heartlands, and these bonds are sure. I was born in the decade of Clough, punk, and strikes. They said, fight for the Union. They said, get on your bike. Seems an idiot can say what an idiot likes, and we'll follow somehow. So when Allenstatt told him the Roundup was gone, they make the steel cheaper in India's sun. And he cried at school that day, saying we're moving on, wonder where they are now. So shoulder your weapon, fight for the heartland. No one will break us, hurt us no more. And life moves us onward, spreads our paths further. But these are the heartlands, and these bonds are sure. Each town in England looks the same after dark as some multiplex lights. But the Enterprise parks and we tarmac our histories and Google our hearts, but it's still there somehow. And there's times we'll still meet up at the top of the Delph. We'll swap snaps of the kids, we'll toast each other's health. Think I'm having another, won't you have one yourself? And just how are you now? Love needs no weapons, cause these are the heartlands. No one will break us, hurt us no more. Spreads our paths further, but these are the heartlands, and these bonds are sure. These are the heartlands, and these bonds.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.